Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Miracles. I don't know about where you are, but in my little corner of the world, it is a beautiful spring day today. The sun is shining, and I'm just loving this because we've had cold, cold weather over here in Ontario lately. I am your host, Candace McClain, and this hour, we're going to open our minds to unlimited possibilities with medium Maureen Hancock. Now, Maureen's going to be sharing her brand new book with us, which I had an opportunity to read, and it is amazing. You will love this book. It's called The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer, and she has some incredible stories to share with us about her experiences today, and even how you too can tap into that spiritual world and connect with your loved ones. And you know, are you all noticing how what once seemed so woo-woo, so out there, like this idea of mediums and, you know, tapping into your intuition and communication with the other side and all that, it's all becoming so much more embraced now and even, dare I say, normal. People are just so much more open to these realities than ever before. You know, I think about even last year, I was giving a presentation on hypnosis at a hospital, and I almost fell over when somebody asked me in front of the group about past life regression, because I just didn't expect that question in that type of setting. So there really is, you know, a turnaround happening, or maybe a better word would be an awakening happening here. And so for me, it's a joy to see this and be a part of this and open myself up too, of course, because this is all a part of who we really are at our deepest, deepest levels. And by embracing that spiritual part of ourselves, it helps us to be more authentic and to live our lives with so much more purpose and love and compassion. And I'm sure Maureen has a lot to share on that subject with us today. Now, I do want to tell listeners that if you have a question for Maureen, you can contact us today in one of two ways. You can either call us on our toll-free line. I'll give you the number now. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Or you can fill out our instant feedback form on the Transformation Network website at www.transformationtalkradio.com. And when you fill out that little form on the homepage there, I receive your question and your comments immediately. And so I can ask Maureen your question on the air. So looking forward to those questions and comments from you today. You know, think about it. What is it that you want to know? And who do you want to connect with? Well, let me tell you a little bit about our special guest, Maureen Hancock. She is a nationally renowned spirit medium, teacher, lecturer, holistic healer. And as I mentioned, she's author of this great new book called The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. She is one busy lady and one busy, busy mom. But one of the most remarkable things I think about Maureen, especially given this busy life of hers, is that she is so committed to giving back and to helping others. She has worked with the authorities in many cases with missing children and adults. She's the co-founder of two nonprofit organizations. One is called Seeds of Hope, and they provide holistic care for cancer patients as well as support for parents who've lost children. And her other organization is Mission for the Missing, and they provide assistance and equipment in both missing children and adult cases. Maureen has had an incredible career, and it's only getting brighter. She has appeared on the Fox talk show called Wedlock or Deadlock, and at this moment, she is developing her own reality TV show with ABC and Disney, and I understand the executive producers of Ghost Whisperer are on board as well, so this is very exciting news, and I'm sure she has lots to tell us about that. Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. So great to be here.
It is so wonderful to have you. And, you know, as I mentioned at the top of the show there, isn't it interesting how people are really beginning to embrace, you know, spirituality much more openly now? It's kind of like a quiet global evolution.
Really,
and
is.
Maureen, I know it's exciting. There's an energy to that. But Maureen, even though you've had this ability or this openness to connect with the other side from a very young age, how have you even seen yourself change and evolve over the years to, you know, truly accept and embrace who you are and your gift?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough, especially being raised in a very strict Catholic, you know, Irish Catholic home, where I kept it to myself for many years, and even just not wanting to share with friends because afraid of what they might think. And
sure.
And even just as I started to do like one-on-one readings years ago, let's say that I was in a doctor's office and I had to fill out forms and it would say occupation, and I would sit there for 5 minutes going, what am I going to write? You know? So, and now I very proudly put, you know, what I do and embrace it. And you know, everyone has this ability. I just play this instrument every day, so it really has fine-tuned. And now, because of this shift, I am very proud of it, and people aren't afraid to talk about it like they used to be.
It's funny when you were talking about that, because I've gone through the same thing. You know, I'm filling out this form, and I would have a hard time just writing hypnotherapist. So I can just imagine writing down medium, but yes,
oh, yeah.
Certainly.
And then my sister said to me, hey, what people think of me is none of my business. So
yeah.
I said, hey, you know what? That's right. I am who I am. And when you probably notice this, when you fully embrace it, then other people are drawn to you, and it just opens mm-hmm. up this whole new world.
That's right. Mm. So growing up and, you know, having these kinds of spiritual experiences, that must have been really difficult for you as a child, because, you know, you didn't know other people who could do that, or you didn't have that kind of support. So how did you get through that time? How did you cope with that?
Well, I mean, as a teen, you know, it started way back as a child after an illness, but then I turned it off. But through my teen years, you know, I'd have little episodes or hits here and there, and I just would kind of keep it to myself. And I think because I did that, turned into anxiety, because I didn't know how to share, didn't have anyone to share the experiences with. And then in my 20s, you know, in a car accident, that's when everything was sort of reborn again in a stronger way. And it was like God's gentle nudge. I think he elbowed me to say, hey, come on. You know, you need to be doing this work and helping people. And I've always had this drive within to help people. And my mom said since I was little, people would say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'd say, I want to work with sick people or people with cancer. Why did I say that? I don't know. Now I know.
Yeah, yeah. And you bring up, you know, the accident, and at that time you sort of became more open. And I hear that a lot from people. Why do you think that is? Why so often does it take an accident or some kind of traumatic event to be able to connect with your spiritual gifts?
I know, that is such a good question, and I still struggle with that. I mean, I think for me, because, you know, I broke almost every bone in my face. I bent the steering wheel in half with my face. I fell off at the wheel. My grandmother had just passed, and I felt her presence. But I think what it did for me is it just fully opened this portal. I don't think that it takes being in an accident for you to, you know, embrace abilities to to have medium
right.
abilities or gifts or whatever. So, but for me, I don't know, I've heard it so many times like you probably have, and I just have to imagine that it's some kind of trauma that triggers something, you know, opens something up even further, whether it's, you know, scientists would look at it like, oh, well, there was some kind of a, you know, something shifted and you're using more of your brain. And I just think the trauma opens something up on so many levels, spiritually and physically.
Sure, because a trauma will do that. It'll affect you in every possible way. It'll affect you physically and spiritually and mentally and emotionally. I mean, I was just, listeners will know, I was just in a car accident. I didn't get badly hurt or anything like that. But even just that was so traumatic. Just to deal with that. And, you know, it seemed like this collision, there was like a collision that happened on so many levels for me just on account of that. I think it makes you look at life differently too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It's like you can imagine somebody like being thrown forward in this whole physical shift, and then it produces a spiritual shift.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels. You know, what for you has been your greatest challenge in having this gift?
Oh, my greatest challenge is definitely trying to clone me, because, you know, now I get so many requests, and I went through many years of not being able to say no, so I found myself, you know, just working day and night. Someone would call at midnight and I would run. I would leave the house, try to help them, and not just mediumship, but when I was doing, like, full-time healing work, acupressure and Chinese medicine and things like that, and hands-on healing. But I had to set up or figure out how to set up boundaries to be able to say no, to offer other people that can help. And, you know, I'm one of those, if you can't do it yourself, it's not going to get done right. Or, you know, if you want
Absolutely.
Something done right, you got to do it yourself.
You got to do it yourself. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. And after the break, Maureen's going to share some more of her fascinating experiences with us and this beautiful gift that she has. We are taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TalkRadio.com. AshLeyRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. Today I'm speaking with medium and author Maureen Hancock about her new book called The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. And if you have a question for Maureen, you can call us toll free at 1-800-930-2819, or you can fill out our instant feedback form at www.transformationtalkradio.com. Well, Maureen, we already have a few people writing in here, so I'm actually going to, let's see, we have Tom here, and Tom's from Canada as well. Tom says that he would love to see if you have any information from his grandfather or from his brother-in-law, who've both passed.
Mm-hmm. Normally I have to, like, connect energetically. Like, I can't really just look at an email and make a connection. Like,
okay.
If you want to take some callers and, I connect better that way. I know some mediums can look at a picture and be able to connect. But,
let's make that maybe more general. What can we do to connect with our loved ones on the other side?
Yeah, well, there's so many ways that they try to let us know that, they're here for us, and especially in a way that's going to help guide us in life. So learning how to quiet our mind is number one and key in trying to decipher what are your own thoughts and what is, the messages or the guidance from beyond. So for me, starting out, I try to do like guided meditation because it's really hard for me to sit still. So I have to have somebody else telling me to sit still. So some people may be able to just learn yoga or proper breathing and learning how to shut out the mind chatter so that you can better connect. I always say, we are like the ceiling fan and they're the helicopter propeller, and we have to speed up our fan, they have to lower their propeller, so we meet on the same level. So that's definitely one way that we can connect.
And I think that most of us do have, experiences, and maybe more than what we're aware of, through our dreams and little messages through our intuition. And so I think that, like I said, most of us kind of get a little bit of that, but sometimes it becomes difficult to sustain that over a long period of time. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like probably just about everyone has had a dream of a past loved one, and a lot of times they don't speak in the dream because it takes so much energy for them to come through in that way. And then as humans, this is what we say to them in the dream: I thought you were dead. We can't wrap our brain around it. And then we might hear a song on the radio or time might go by after a passing, and the messages or the signs become less frequent, because I feel like in the beginning they lay it on a little bit heavy to help you get through that heavy grief time. And then you're right, we can't sustain that for a long time. So maybe on a birthday or an anniversary, we might have a light flash on and off, or a certain bird catches our eye, or butterfly, dragonfly, rainbows. Coins, that's a huge one too. You might find a coin, look at the date. That date might be significant. My nephew sends us 1984 pennies. That's the year of his birth to let us know he's around. Especially when I go to help a young child pass. That's one of the heaviest things that I write about in the book, about helping people not be afraid of death and pass in a beautiful way that's not scary.
Yeah, and so in your experience then, do you think it's difficult for our loved ones on the other side to connect with us? Like, is it difficult for them to send us pennies? Is it difficult for them to make, you know, electronic devices go on and off?
I don't think it's difficult for them. I think that sometimes we miss some of the signs because we're so busy and stressed,
right,
and, you know, all the things that we have on our list, that they might send something subtle. And a lot of us have the on-demand remote control, like we're hoping, give me a sign tonight, or if you're really here, I need you to do this. And that puts up energy on top of energy. So it's when you least expect it that you get a sign. But I think that they try, and then we miss half of what they're trying to help us with, because we want it a certain way. We're so used to controlling everything.
That's right. And I never even thought about checking the year on pennies. That never even entered my mind before.
Oh, it's years.
So,
now
what? Yeah.
That'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we do have some callers now who are ready to connect with you. First, we have Jennifer from Canada on the line. Hi, Jennifer. Are you there?
Hi, Candace. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Maureen today?
Yes, I do. Maureen? Mm-hmm. I've had two very significant people in my life pass, and I have some unexplained things happen in my home. I'm just wondering if they're with me, and if they are, if there's a message for me that I might not be getting.
Right, right. There's definitely a strong male coming through right when you said that. Is Dad passed for you?
No.
Okay. He feels like an older male. And, you know, it might not be the person that's doing things in the home or making things happen, but he's kind of got a great big smile. And did you not know your grandfather?
No.
Your mom's dad, maybe?
No.
You didn't know
my grandfathers.
Say that again?
I have not met either of my grandfathers.
Okay, so this man just said to me, I'm her grandfather. We never got to meet. That was like an unexpected thing. And because he didn't get the chance to meet you, and I'm on your mother's side with this, and there's a strong J name connected to you or to him. So keep that in mind, because names will be living or past. And I think he's talking about somebody past. And then would you also understand a younger male who passed suddenly?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one who is doing things in your home. Sort of like playing with things, messing with things, and he just came down through with a big smile, like, it's me. And there may have been unanswered questions around his passing at first, and he keeps saying three, like, is there three children? Do you know if there's three of one sex?
No, there's
Write
not.
Write that down. How many are you one of?
I'm one of two.
Okay. Maybe there were three pregnancies, but there's three for sure. And how are you connected to the younger male?
I think it would have been, I had a miscarriage.
Okay. So, and I don't know if that's in your heart who you suspected, or the energy that you suspect is making things happen. But now they keep bringing up J, like over and over and over. And is that connected to the grandfather?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, jot it down, because sometimes things make sense later. Sometimes people have a little psychic amnesia. But that's what I have for you right now. So even though you didn't get to know your mom's dad, keep that in mind. And do you know if there's a Navy connection?
Yes, there is.
Okay. And where does that come in?
He was in the Navy.
Okay. So really unexpected, right? Isn't he the last person that you would expect to come through?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's just so weird sometimes they do that. Like, hey,
I know who Jay is. It's my grandmother, Josephine. They never called her that.
Oh, how about that?
And a lot of people say, I know because I called her Nana or Graham, you know?
Yeah.
So... And he passed before her?
Yes, he did, much before.
Long before. So, but she is passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did she have fluid in the chest or some lung thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
So she's a huge guardian angel for you. And I think it's interesting, and maybe she just puts herself last in life, that she stepped out of the way so that he would get to say hello to you. So here's a new person that you can pray to who you weren't even thinking of. So put him on your heavenly radar and ask him for help, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's interesting, too, that, you know, sometimes we have people...
You have been kicked from this conference.
Sometimes... Okay, sometimes we have people connecting with us who, you know, who we don't expect. It's not the person that's top of mind always, is it?
Absolutely, and that's why I always say to people, hey, expect the unexpected. You get who you guess. But that doesn't mean that you don't have your band of angels or loved ones around you. It's just in this unique family reunion, a surprise visitor may show up for dinner, you know, and that's why, you know, you have your focus on the information for someone else, and then you'll have a dawn on your moment afterwards, and then it becomes a little bit clearer, and just be open to whoever or whomever wants to connect. And I think it's interesting, right, when we ended, that recording just came on, like, you've been disconnected from the conference. So
yeah,
that's heaven disconnecting from the overseas operator. That would be me.
I love it.
I'm the comedian medium, so, you know, I try to keep things light.
And also, it makes me realize that we have been so much more support than we're even aware of from that other side. So maybe we can touch on that when we come back from the break.
Yeah.
We are going to take another quick break. You're listening to Everyday Miracles, and we'll be right back with more from Maureen Hancock.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples and exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Maureen Hancock today, a nationally renowned spirit medium and healer. Today she's discussing her experiences with the other side. And she details all of this in her new book called The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. Maureen, if people would like more information on you or on your book, where can they go for more information?
Oh, they can go to MaureenHancock.com. That's MaureenHancock. Or they can friend me on the Maureen Hancock fan page on Facebook. And they can order right on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com the book. And it gives a little sample chapter there about, you know, my life working with the police and working with sick children and parents who have lost children, and then my comedian medium days. So a lot of people say they can't put the book down and they laugh 1 minute and cry the next. And it really, I give pointers on opening up to the abilities and your intuition too.
That's great. And a lot of people, you know, are wanting to hear that kind of information and learn what they can start doing now to connect themselves with their loved ones. But I've got to ask you, so when you, I don't know, do you have any say in in having these experiences from the other side? Do you choose when you want to experience those things? Or is this just ongoing and continual for you? You know, is it kind of like a revolving door of spirits night and day and they're just always in your face?
Oh, thank God I have the switch and I have control. And it wasn't like that in the beginning. And frankly, I didn't like it. And I was creeped out. And I had, you know, people poking their heads out of my closet door like, hi, I'm Bill. And I'd be like, don't worry, Bill. But now I'm definitely more in control. And when I go to do an event, you know, I just kind of say a little prayer and then I open up and say, come on in, and it's kind of like the Verizon commercial where the network is standing behind everybody. And so I can choose. Once in a while, I'll get a renegade spirit, I call them, mm-hmm. where I'll be at a sports game for one of my children, and someone will say, hey, please talk to her. I'm her mother. And you can't just go up to somebody and say, hey, your mother's sitting right next to you. So I have to kind of feel it out. And if I feel it's appropriate, it's going to help the person, once in a while, I'll let it rip.
Okay. Yeah. Now, just during the break there, I started to tell you a little bit about an experience I had recently. And I don't have encounters like this regularly. You know, I'm not a medium or anything like that. But just about over a month ago, my daughter Avery was really sick, and she had a terrible fever of about 104 degrees. And it was late at night. I live, you know, far out in the country. I was sort of debating, you know, what do I do here? Do I go to the hospital or do I kind of wait this out and just give her something? So I talked to some friends and my friend's mom, who's a nurse, and, you know, gave Avery some medication, gave her a bath and all of that kind of stuff. And then I set the alarm clock because I thought, okay, in a couple hours, I'm going to check her again and, you know, and maybe give her some more Tylenol or something. You know, not that I was likely going to fall asleep in the first place, because you know what it's like when your kids are sick. You know, you can't relax. You can't sleep. Mm. But I was lying there, and so a bit of time had passed, and I thought, okay, I'm going to just, you know, hold her arm and check how she's doing again. And so I turned my head and put my hand on her, and I saw a little boy sitting next to her. And he looked as real, you know, didn't look, you know, faint or anything, looked real. He was just sitting there, and he looked like he was just waiting for his best friend to come out and play, you know, like kind of bored, like, oh, come on, you know, come play with me kind of thing. And he didn't see me looking at him. And when I felt Avery, she felt fine. And I thought, okay, I'm just, you know, I didn't freak out, but I thought, okay, I'm just going to close my eyes now and go back to doing what I was doing. Because my main concern, other than my daughter, of course, was that he was going to see me looking at him. And that I don't know if I could have dealt with, because I thought, if he talks to me, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting, you know, experience to have that. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad that I don't have that all the time.
Oh, so am I. And I always say, you know, I'm glad that I mostly hear them. And then, you know, sometimes I'll see in my mind's eye, but if they showed up at the end of my bed, I may pass out because I'm like the scared medium a little bit. I don't do like paranormal investigations. One of my friends does, and he's always trying to get me to come, and I'm like, I'll be the first one out the door if we see anything. So
yeah.
I like that they just talk to me, and, you know, and I connect with the good vibrations, the good people.
And children especially have, it seems, a lot of spiritual experiences, you know, sometimes seeing people who've passed. And so you must hear that a lot from concerned parents. What do you say to them, and how do you help to guide them in helping their children in a healthy way?
Yeah, I hear from so many parents, like, almost every day. And so I included a chapter on psychic children and teens. And, you know, I teach them first, the parent has to learn how to not be fearful about it, because the child always picks up on that, as you know. And so, you know, first, if we can educate ourselves so that we can help them and guide them. And the first thing is to say, it's okay, you know, you're protected and the angels surround you. And, you know, helping them to not feel weird, or like I did, I felt like an outcast. And teaching them tools that they're in control, because a lot of times, because children are so open, they can get some mischievous spirits that come in and wake them up, and then the child can't sleep or they're having nightmares. And, you know, teaching them, okay, call in, I always say this, call in St. Michael the Archangel, surround yourself with your angels. And one of my sons is very intuitive, and we can't have, you know, the closet door open. He's like, there's somebody looking at me. And so I'm like, you're in control. You can tell them, hey, you need to go away. You can't put the covers up and go away, because you have to feed it with confidence. And, you know, so that's kind of where we begin. And I have a whole chapter on it to help parents, because there's so many children now that are so sensitive, and like crystal children and indigo children. And, you know, I know that goes a little bit deeper, but there's a whole wave of gifted children that are going to help with this shift in the universe.
Wonderful. Yeah, and my kids, I don't know how much they experienced, probably more when they were younger, but, you know, they certainly talk to me a lot about that stuff and have a lot of questions, which, you know, is sometimes difficult to answer as a parent as well. You don't know, you know, for their age level, what's appropriate, you know, to say.
Right. Like, I started with, those are your angels, honey, like 3, 4, 5 years old. And then when my son, you know, 6, 7, and 8, and then I would say, you know, those are our loved ones in heaven. And, you know, they have a heavenly body now. They don't have this kind of a body, but they're here to protect you. And, you know, pray to them and ask them to help guide you. And, like, as a child, I, you know, my son would just say, you know, but they just look at me. And I'm like, well, just ask them to go away. Say, you need to go away. I need to sleep. Doesn't always work, but they can keep practicing that. And if he sees that I'm not fearful, he won't be, because most parents go, like, ignore it. Or they're like, oh, I don't know. No, they're just imagining it. I think it's an imaginary friend.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they say, oh, this man is Papa, but you never met Papa. But he says he's my Papa, and he has red hair. You know what I mean? That happens a lot.
It does. Well, we're going to go back to the phone lines now. And we have Gloria from Vermont on the line. Hi, Gloria. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, do we have Gloria there?
You do.
Hi, Gloria. Welcome. I can hear you loud and clear now.
Okay. Go ahead, Gloria. Hi.
Hey, I have a question here. First of all, my computer is screwing up, so I'm strictly on phone.
Okay.
I'm having some questions about my daughter died and left a son behind and her sister. Both are devastated. I've been working years to help them through all this.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I know she's around both of them, and I need to know how I can help them accept the fact that it's real. She's there. She's always going to be there. That I'm not a fruitcake.
Yeah, I mean, so her son, is he at that point, like teen years, where he just doesn't, he's not sure if he believes? Does he just sort of get angry and shut it off when you try to talk about it?
Yeah, he's been seeing her his whole life. And he's 17 years old now, and he does not believe. He sleeps with his lights on, and I'm a fruitcake, and none of it's real. And I think it angers him.
So why does he sleep with his light on then if he doesn't believe? Do you think he probably does believe, but it scares him?
I think it scares him. Think so.
And, you know, maybe you've already done this, but I'm going to suggest, you know, really taking that meditative time and talk to your daughter and say, you know, if you could just come in a lighter way or a different way than you used to, because now he's so overwhelmed with hormones and teen years and new girlfriends and experiences that he can't handle the energy of how you've always come to him, and trying to get her to come in a different way. You know, him, it just feels like he's so angry. He just isn't at that point of, like, opening up and, you know, turning the light off and having comfort of, like, my mother's always going to be with me. So you definitely need to still keep talking to her. And then your daughter, I know it feels like your daughter absolutely talks, your daughter who's living talks to your daughter in heaven. Does she say, I do talk to her, but I don't hear anything back?
Yeah, she says, Mom, she can't really be here because she doesn't talk to me.
See? So, and that's what your daughter is saying to me from the heavens. Like, you know, she says she talks to me, but I don't talk back. So she's looking for the big signs. Your daughter living is, like, looking for the big stuff. Yeah. So is anyone Debbie?
Excuse me?
Is anyone Debbie?
Anyone? Yes.
Who is that?
My sister.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to interject for a moment because we're just going to go to break, and I'll let the two of you finish this during the break, and then we'll come back with more from Maureen in just a moment. Thank you for listening.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
And welcome back to the show. You know, each week we bring you the best of the best of transformational teachers. And today we have spiritual medium Maureen Hancock with us. And you can look for her new reality TV show coming. I think it's towards the end of this year, right, Maureen?
Yeah, we're probably going to be filming this fall, September and October, part of November. And it's going to be on the Style Network. And so it's going to either air the beginning of November or the beginning of next year. So definitely if people want to sign up for my newsletter, they can go to MaureenHancock.com. And my book is right there too, The Medium Next Door.
Wonderful. Now, can you tell us a little bit about why you're doing the show and what message you hope to give people through it?
Well, I've had different offers over the last several years with different Hollywood producers and whatnot, and some of them were definitely bogus, and I learned how to use my voice and say no. It didn't matter because my message is just very clear. Like, I want to reach people as far as I can so people can know that they're not dead. They're just different. They're still a part of our lives, that they're trying to help guide us and help us until it's our time to go home for us to all be together again in that more familiar way. But I want to reach people that otherwise wouldn't maybe be open to it. And I use some lighthearted comedy to open them up. I'm definitely the medium next door. I'm not Ooga Booga. I'm like everybody else, I guess, just trying to figure out how do I live a good life and let go of this pain. And through the show, I feel like I can really do that and reach more people.
And as I mentioned earlier, too, you do help the police departments, a lot of the authorities with several of their missing people cases. Can you tell us a little bit about that work that you do?
Sure. So I'm a member of the Licensed Private Detectives Association of Massachusetts, and they first came to me a couple of years ago and asked me to work on some cold cases of missing children and adults. And then one of the detectives formed a Mission for the Missing with me, a nonprofit, to provide not only equipment and training for dogs and searchers and ground search coordinators and to help families, because when, you know, time is of the essence when someone goes missing. So in the last 6 months, we've helped bring home 5 living teens and 1 adult with Alzheimer's. So that's always the goal, and now I'm getting calls from all over the country. So I included a chapter on a really interesting case on a missing girl that people can read about and get a sense of what does it feel like for me to connect to that energy and try to solve a case. It's pretty wild.
You are, you know, definitely living your purpose in this world.
Thank you.
And just how do you keep it all in balance? How do you do that? How do you, you know, help on these cases, you know, writing this book, getting the TV show together, helping so many families out there, and on top of that, you know, getting dinner on the table.
Wow.
How do you manage that?
Oh, God, I just yawned listening to you. I'm tired. But it's really a challenge. And, you know, just at one point, like I said in the beginning, I used to say yes, yes, yes to everyone. And now I say yes to my children and my family first. And then when I have time, I try to fit everything else in. It's definitely a huge challenge. I'm trying to just take 1 hour at a time, and I suggest that for everyone who's overwhelmed out there. Don't get too caught up in it. Try to just, you know, one piece at a time, and I help children pass. I go to hospitals and homes and help adults with cancer end stage. And it's really overwhelming, but to see people's pain lifted and their fears lifted, God always supports me and fills me up so that I can continue doing this great work that I do to give back. Everyone should pay it forward and give back somehow.
Absolutely. Everyone should pay it forward. Another thing I found interesting, too, is your encounters with animals and pets that have passed over. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm a huge animal person, and I used to train dogs, and I was a vet technician, and I studied small animal science, so I have a huge connection to animals anyway. But yeah, I thought it was interesting when I started to do this work, and I would be talking to someone, and the dog would show up in spirit next to them, like, hey, did you have a golden retriever? Yes. You know, was his name Butchie? You know, it was pretty wild. So, hey, dogs go to heaven. I don't care what anyone says. And cats, too. And I actually connected with a horse recently. So, you know, to us, or to me anyway, growing up with a lot of animals and dogs, I always feel like they almost have that human-like essence. You know, this is my buddy. They have feelings, too. So I think that they go to heaven with everyone else.
And they look after us, you know, from that place too, and guard us and connect with us. It's so special.
Yeah.
So I think this is such a fascinating topic, and the work that you do is so amazing. And how you pull it all together, I don't know. But I think what a lot of people would be interested in is you have a workshop coming up that is on spirit communication, right?
Yeah, actually, the first one filled up right away, so I'm in the middle of doing a second one. I'll have it on the website in the next few days or the beginning of next week, and that's going to be like a webinar and online course for people anywhere in the world to get in on this class, and it'll be like a four-week session where I can teach people through all kinds of course materials, but also have like some live chats and things like that, and teach people that they too can do this. Nothing special here other than I play the piano every day. So it just keeps getting stronger and stronger because I believe and I trust and I know it's possible for everybody. I know it is.
Well, yeah. Maureen, I just want to thank you so much for chatting with us today. And I can't wait to see the show.
I know we shot the pilot, and they actually might show the pilot this summer. And it was so fun. And, you know, when I first got the call from ABC and Disney and then the Ghost Whisperer producers, I thought someone was playing a joke on me. Some psychic, huh? I was like, who is this? So we had a lot of fun. And it's definitely very uplifting. And they're definitely holding my vision, which is so great. So, yeah, go to MaureenHancock.com and everybody sign up for the newsletter and you can get my book there and sign up for, I'll be doing book signings all around the country, so maybe I'll, you know, be in your area.
Wonderful. So again, please take a look at Maureen's website, www.maureenhancock.com. Her new book is The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. And again, you can go on there on her website and check out that course, which sounds amazing. So again, thank you, Maureen. Thanks for coming on and talking to us. It's been great. I wish you the very best with the book and the show and everything.
Thank
Do you have any final message for our listeners today?
Oh, if anybody's hurting or grieving out there, you know, before you go to sleep tonight, just talk to them, pray to them, ask them to come in a dream. They might show up when you least expect it, but don't let grief stop you from living your life. They don't want you or half of you to go with them. They want you to live for them and have purpose. And if you can't do it for you, do it in their memory. Because it makes them happy, and they're smiling. They know you're going to be along when you're supposed to be along. So in the meantime, enjoy it. Like, just tiny bits of joy. Just throw it up in the air like confetti and live the best life that you can.
Thank you.
Thank you
to everyone for tuning in. We'll see you back here next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.